Jack Skilly, not a marquee player, but he's moved yesterday to Dale Talon's Florida Panthers. What does that do in the room? Does that shake things up? Does that wake some people up, or is that just a move that was made and everybody moves on?
I think it's probably that, Mac. It's when you are outside looking in to the playoffs, you would expect as a player that the general manager and hockey ops are going to do something. And so look, Jack Skilly, we talked a lot about it. I mean, he's a third or fourth line player at best in the National Hockey League. That's what he is. He was a first round pick, and he's going to be a guy that that is going to be at great speed, going to give you energy, is going to need a lot of chances to score one goal. There are very few. I shouldn't say very few. There are players that need lots of chances to score one. Jack is one of those players. You need all types of players on your team like that. But, I think that when you look at the situation with the Blackhawks, they were looking to acquire a guy that had the skill level that could play in the top six. And I think that that's what they've gotten with Michael Frolik. He's a guy that scored a couple back-to-back 20-goal seasons. He's had an off year this year. But I think what it does is that it gives Joel a legitimate guy that he can put up there and play in the top six. Now, whether he decides to put him up with Kopetsky and Hossa, maybe he can bounce Bolin up there and maybe move Frolik on the wing with Hossa. He has a lot more options now, because what's happened is, and it goes back to what's gone on in the last, whatever it's been, 8 months since all the players have gone out, is all of a sudden now you have third and fourth line guys asked to move up a little bit. And when you're a legit third or fourth line guy and you're asked to go play as the first line guy. I mean, we've seen Skilly at times in the first and second line. Kopetsky up there with the top two lines, and he's had, a very good year. Troy Brouwer is probably a perfect number three. When you don't have that depth, you ask guys to step up a little bit, and I think it's the perfect situation where the Hawks are able to bring in a guy that has the ability to play in the top six.